Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, hello, hello. I am your Oprah Winfrey, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to look.
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets. So open wide, honey. I'm coming.
In Yo
goosebumps.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz, and we are trekking along. Summer is right around the corner. Oh my God, I couldn't be in a more joyous spirit today. And you know what I just realized? That it is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And listen, folks, your mental health, especially after we have been through the last year and several months or however long it's been through this panini, pandini, houdini, whatever people are calling it, is very, very important. I myself have had, you know, mental health struggles just living in a box in Times Square alone and whatnot. And so, and it was all new to me. And so, like, we need to take care of each other, but we really need to take care of ourselves. So, you know, for those of you out there doing the work and, you know, pushing through and getting the help that you need, bravo. If you need help out there, reach out to somebody. Find the help. There are resources all over the place. You are not alone. This month or any other month, because every month should be Mental Health Awareness Month, right? And I just wanted to focus on that for a minute. And yeah, moving right along, I am so excited for today's guest because you know what? It has been a journey to get here, to say the least. So without further ado, please help me welcome back the one, the only Dr. Jason Goldstein. Say hello.
Yay. Hi, I'm so grateful to be on and I'm so excited. And I love your shirt. Oh, is that your merch?
It is my merch. Oh my God. Thanks for the shout out. I feel like I haven't been promoting the merch lately, but if you want to go from fan to super fan, you can go to www.themunoz.com/mouth merch. We have to get you in one. We have to.
Oh, I'm going to totally go and buy one. Now that I know the website to it, I'm going to go buy one right now.
I love it. I absolutely love it. We need to do like a merch trade. Do you have merch?
Just a cookbook.
Just the cookbook, which we're going to get to, which is
the
epitome of merch. Well, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. And thank you for all the time you've given me, In Your Mouth listeners. You know, the internet hath been trying Jason and I today, to say the least. But we are here. We are queer. And we aren't going anywhere.
Yes. Right?
So
it's like food being in the slow cooker and you have to stare at it, but you know it's going to be good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? If you were a slow cooker food, what would you be?
Cheesy meatballs.
Oh, you know, cheesy meatballs. Yeah, I feel like I'd be like some pork carnitas.
That's awesome. I love it.
You know, something with a little spice and a whole lot of flavor.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, India Mouth listeners, if you don't know, and you probably do already, Dr. J, as he's known to most, has been on the podcast before, but you may have seen him on your television. You may be privy to his new cookbook. Jason Goldstein is a recipe developer and very popular and fabulous food blogger. Hello. That shares his love of easy comfort food recipes with rich flavors, inventive ideas, and unique cooking tips and advice. He calls it Happy Recipes for Busy People with a Dash of Gratitude. You may have seen him in such publications as Parade Magazine or the New York Post, or maybe even on your TV, from Food Network star to all over the morning shows, especially on GMA these days, as he has a brand new book, Happy Sandwiches. Also, folks, if you are just joining us or if you're a first-time listener, you can go back to episode 126, labeled Never Give Up on Your Lasagna with Dr. J, and really get into the nitty-gritty of who Jason Goldstein is. And I can't say enough how happy I am to have you back and, you know, to have you as part of my village and to have, like, this friendship grow via the internet and, like, us talking to each other through the pandemic and whatnot and sharing laughs and whatnot. It's been really, really special just getting to know you.
Yeah, you too. And, you know, it's that's one of the things about, especially since you mentioned Mental Health Month, is that one of the ways that we all kind of coped was through the internet. And we both were part of a group and we met and, you know, we cheer each other up. So, like, sometimes people say the internet is bad, but sometimes the internet could be a great way to find community and friends. And you do an amazing job through this podcast. It's freaking amazing. Like, you know, bringing the gay community together. So thank you.
Listen, I am creating a gay foodie army, and we about to take over this village, honey.
Yay! Foodie soldiers.
Hello. But before we get to the getting on, in the grand tradition of In Your Mouth, Jason, I need to wish you Happy National Nutty Fudge Day.
Yay! What?
I mean, it's par for the course.
That literally was my nickname.
Nutty Fudge.
No, just kidding.
I don't know whether to be grossed out or intrigued.
No, sweet and nutty, I meant. All right, well, let's cut that part of that one. Someone get me wine, please.
Oh, my God. We need it. Need it. Are you a fudge person? Are you a big chocolate person?
You know, I used to be like the appetizers over dessert, but ever since I met my husband, he like is all about dessert. So over time, I became like a dessert person for sure. But I love Georgetown cupcakes. That's my favorite.
Oh my God, Georgetown cupcakes. Did they survive down in Soho? Did they survive?
Yeah.
Good to know. And I'm happy to hear that they're thriving. And that is a delicious cupcake. That's from D.C. Where are they based? Yeah, they're DC based.
But they're everywhere.
D-scrumptious. Shout out to you, Georgetown Cupcakes. Yeah, you know what? My favorite, I feel like I have fudge once a year, and it's like when I go to P-Town, and they're handing, like, it's the sample girl out on the street.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, will that even exist anymore?
With gloves and a face mask, probably, but with happiness when you eat that fudge. You just take that piece of fudge, put it underneath your mask, and then you just smile through your mask so much. Oh, my God. Chocolate fudge, yum.
Yes, chocolate fudge, yum. And with the dawn of legalized marijuana in this city of New York, we about to see all the edible fudge coming our way. And I am intrigued and cannot wait. But no matter what you celebrate out there, talk about like doing something good for the soul and your mental health, right? Because chocolate has like, you know, happiness effects and releases like good, like, endorphins. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, endorphins and dopamine. So next time you think to yourself you don't want to have that chocolate cake, eat the entire cake, not just the slice. It makes you happy.
Yeah, everything in moderation. Yeah. Everything in moderation. And moving right along to this day in gay history, did you know that in 1984, the United Methodist Church votes to ban the ordination and appointment of avowed homosexuals as ministers? Womp, womp. This was the lightest of the gay history today, and I thought for our mental health that I'd try to keep it a little light, because the rest of the gay history today was like real heavy, and I was like, I don't know if I can do it. You know, it's important. Well, it's important to know.
How about today in gay history? In your mouth is spreading gay and lesbian, transgender plus positivity in the food world. That was hard to say, actually.
You know
that,
what? And it but happened I today. Accept. But I accept.
Today.
Today. Today, yeah. On this day in gay history, we are over 3 years of amplifying the LGBTQ community in the food space and, you know, showcasing amazing people like one Dr. Jason Goldstein.
And eating edible fudge.
And
that's a gay thing. It's got to be in itself.
You keep trying to take us down a road, and I won't go.
I'm taking down no road. I have no GPS to this.
Oh my God.
I just had 2 cups of coffee and a phone staring at me.
That's right. Yeah. sounds like a Good Friday night to me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So listen. You know, In Your Mouth listeners, Jason has been on the pod before, episode 129. If you haven't picked that up, you know, go listen to that episode because you're absolutely going to fall in love with him as much as I have fallen in love with him. And there we do like a really deep dive into how he started and his coming up and his glow up for sure. But I want to do just a quick recap, you know, for the listeners, just because they can't go back right now. They're listening to us, you know? So, like, give us the cliff notes, Doc, right? The love of cooking. Where did it come from? Beginning to end. Hit it.
I ate pizza. Thank you very much. No, just kidding. So I, as a kid, you know, being a gay kid, you know, I went back in the day when I was growing up, you couldn't come out, so you couldn't really be yourself. So I would come home, and when I would turn on the Food Network and Yen Ken Cook, and I'd watch them, and they became my friends. And it was like we were cooking together, and I got to be myself. And through that, it made me love cooking. And I would always be like, hey, let's change the recipe up a little bit. And then fast forward till now, I'm a chiropractor by day and a food blogger at night. So I love to crack and chop. And I'm super busy, but I love to cook. So I just go out and I like would watch something on the Food Network and say, that's cool, but there's no way I'm going to be able to make a full lasagna. So sticking with the lasagna and slow cooker theme, I would make lasagna in a slow cooker and not boil the noodles and find hacks for that. And that's how it came. And I just started dreaming big and just never gave up. And thankfully, I'm super grateful things have started to happen for me. So, you know.
Things have started to happen, honey. Things have been happening. You are like snowballing, like down the hill. You are on an avalanche. Like you are riding one of those like garbage can lids, like down that hill.
With a wig. With a rainbow wig.
With a wig just glued tight to your head, blowing in the wind, looking fabulous.
My dream. If you can't see me right now, I'm blowing my head. I don't have hair, and I'm pretending that rainbow wig is blowing in the wind. This is the best podcast ever. You gave me hair. Yeah, rainbow hair, no less.
Well, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, someone once said. He just fell over. But one really special thing that I really love about Dr. J, Jason, here is that with all of his cooking, and this is actually something that I don't know if you know, that I've really adapted in my life, and I actually quote you a lot in a bunch of interviews that I've done. Something that you've taught me is the gratitude to cooking, the Zen and gratitude, seeing cooking beyond its purpose. And it's something that makes you so special and so unique. And where did that come from?
Well, first of all, that's super an honor that you do that because I think you're awesome and, you know, your podcast is amazing. So first of all, thank you for even quoting me. But it just comes from, you know, you're always so busy. Like, you know, I'm busy throughout my life, happy but busy. And it's hard for me to find time to meditate or to find time for myself, especially since we both of us live in New York City. So I just was like, you know what? I really love cooking. I'm singing in there. Lady Gaga's playing and stuff. I'm really happy. So I was like, once in a while, I would read a book about something positivity wise. And then I would practice it while I was cooking. And I'm like, you know what? This is it. Like, everyone's cooking dinner and for their family, their kids, whatever. I'm like, why not stir and say what went right today? Why not chop and count what you went grateful for? You know, say thank you as the blender goes. Like, it just really worked. And it just became my place of zen besides my place of happiness. And I just felt like I have two loves of my favorite words, gratitude, and I love to cook. And I felt like, well, hey, maybe if I can bring those together, I can inspire people.
Yeah, and that you do, obviously, because you're all over the television. Every time I turn on, you know, I'm making my Bustelo, not a sponsor, in the morning. And there your face is, just throwing something together, being Salt Bay on the thing, talking to my girl, Robin Roberts, who's fam. Robin Roberts is obsessed with you.
She is the nicest person in the entire world. What you see of her on TV, literally, honestly, I couldn't be more grateful. It was just an honor. She actually endorsed my book too. And so it's on the back of the cover. Like, honestly, like, she is pure gratitude, thankfulness, and niceness. I mean, like, literally, I couldn't say enough nice things about her. Like, she's someone definitely to strive to be like, who to be that grounded and that amazing.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It comes through the television screen too, that like grounded that she is in who she is and like what she's about and whatnot. And working in hospitality, you know, events and whatnot for over 21 years, I've had the pleasure of having like, you know, a server to a client conversation with George Stephanopoulos and one Michael Strahan. And that Michael Strahan and George Stephanopoulos could not be the more nice. I mean, I haven't met Ms. Robin Roberts, but the other two I have met on more than one occasion. And they were nice and they kind of, you know, they've gone, I talk about this a lot on the pod too, seeing people beyond their service as well. And they're those type of people being like, hey, how are you today? What's going on? Oh yeah, oh my God, you're so funny. This and that. It's more than just, can I have my chai latte now? And can you go away?
You know? Yes. Oh God, no one should be like that. Honestly, that's like the key to a person. Doesn't matter how famous you are or not, or like if you think the pandemic's still happening 40 years from now and didn't leave your apartment. It's really, you could tell a lot about how people treat other people, especially when no one's watching, is when it's most important. And that's how you can tell how grateful someone is. So I've never met George Stephanopoulos or Michael Strahan in person, but it was all virtual. But honestly, like, I feel like you're home when you're on that show. And it's just amazing because you can tell the energy runs through and it makes me more calm, you know, when you're live and have internet staring at you.
Yeah, honestly, it's you know what? One of the joys of this podcast, just going back for a second, has been for me. And I say this because I've been very blessed and fortunate to be on a bunch of other people's podcasts recently and done a bunch of interviews, but is taking these tidbits of knowledge, like, you know, taking moments to find zen and gratitude and seeing cooking just beyond its service of sustaining our bodies, you know, from you, taking something from Dan Pelosi, taking something from Jake Cohen, and applying it to my life and giving you the credit for it, obviously, because I've learned this from you. I've learned so much about, like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that I was already doing this, or oh my God, yeah, that's a really interesting point. And kind of adapting that into the life I'm leading. And hopefully, In Your Mouth listeners, you're taking this away too. in that sense of like, there is so much joy and so much education to just apply to your everyday life that I didn't even realize that we were putting out as a community on this platform, you know, that's been just so special and like really like amazing. As I think back now, 170 episodes, let's call it, you know?
Sure. Think about it this way. Like, I don't know how you were like growing up, but like when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of people out there talking about positive, successful gay people. Like I was born, when I was around, Ellen was the first person I ever saw on TV when she came out on her show to being gay. So
do you remember where you were for that?
Oh my God, no. Cause I can't remember where I am right now.
I do. I remember I was sitting on my mother's, in my mother's living room. Obviously I was a kid on the blue carpet, just watching. And I knew that there was something momentous about it and that I connected with, but I didn't know what that was.
Right. Yeah. And it was amazing because it's like now you, you know, honestly, I never even, until I met you, thought too much about, you know, being gay in a food industry. I knew I was gay and I knew I was in the food industry, but like, I never really thought that there needed to be a champion for that and stuff until, cause I never worked in kitchens and things like that. And, really this has been inspiring to me too, because, you know, there's a community within a community and you're inspiring someone because there's a lot of people out there who smile and say, you know, they're really comfortable, probably aren't as comfortable as they want to admit to themselves, and watching other listening to your podcast, they're getting to see successful, happy people living their truth. And so you should be really proud of yourself because that's the gay moment in the month.
Hello.
There you go. It's a big circle.
Yeah, it really is. And it's incredible. This pandemic has been a lot of things. There's been joyous moments. There's been sad moments. There's been all sorts of like madness throughout, and it has run the gamut, but it's just been really special. And I say this all the time about like how our stories matter, and I'm a broken record about it, but it's the truth. And, but just like even me learning or amplifying voices like yours or Chef Denovan Miranda, who his episode was so special because this whole, like just right out of the gate, he talks about, I'm getting like, emotional, just thinking about it. Verklempt, thank you.
Yes.
Just thinking about it and goosebumps, like talking about and being so vulnerable talking about it, about coming out to his father on his deathbed and how it was so important to make that point and show that side when he was on Chopped not that long ago and took Chopped by storm. And I was like, whoa, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
And what I always say too is that we're attainable. Like you're not, although sometimes I'm sure you and I both like to pretend we're Beyonce, we are not Beyonce.
Wait, I'm not? My mom told me I was. to the left. And I'm going the wrong way as I do that. Okay, I'm not Beyonce. All right. I actually went to the right.
Not to the left, to the left with question marks.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Before we get to the book, because we have to talk about the book, but it's the Kellyanne Riot and all. We talk about everything else, and then we close it out and hit you over the head with this new amazing book that looks incredible. You have been, but through the pandemic and through since we've last like spoken live on air, you really have been doing the thing. I mean, I don't know how you do it all. Chiropractor by day, big foodie by night. You're all over the place. You're doing these morning shows, morning show after morning show. Just like, how are you doing it all? And like, how has it like affected you and your life?
Man, I'm just super, I know I go back to the same word, but I'm just super grateful. It's just like, it doesn't hit me till afterwards, to be honest with you, because when I get asked to do something like a show, I'm like, I go and I'm like, okay, they want this. Then we submit the recipe. Then they tell us this. So my mind is really just on the steps. And these people are, which I didn't know existed, but like, they're so organized and you have meetings and things like that. Even if I'm on 3 minutes, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So my mind is literally there. And then when the show ends, I go back to record it with my phone and stuff. And I go, holy shit, that's me on that TV. So like, honestly, it just feels like like each time it happens, it's like it's the first time. It's like crazy to me. It's like, you know, I manifest it and I'm dreaming of it and I have bigger dreams than even just this, which is like, and I'm thinking to myself, I think I might pee my pants if I get more things. Like, but I'm just grateful. And I always try to think of a way to, like, you know, one, someone told me, this girl, Rebecca, who was on the Food Network Star with me, when she called to congratulate me about my book and GMA, she said, just sit quietly somewhere and don't think and just sort of like breathe in the energy around it, because, you know, it goes fast. You're going to not forget about it, but you're going to sort of not be in the same celebration mode, and just take a minute to just realize where you were and where you are. And that brought me right back to little Jason, watch being gay, but not tell anyone, in New Jersey, Marlborough, New Jersey, watching the Food Network, thinking to myself, wow, I want to be able to do this. And like, you know, so like, I just kind of like tell little Jason, it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to turn out good eventually.
Yeah. I mean, incredible, absolutely incredible. And taking those moments of quiet, you know, and to absorb, even on my run today, I usually run, like, I have a couple different lengths of runs, and I did like my mid run, you know, my medium run today. And sometimes I'll stop halfway and like, I'll just like close my eyes and I'm by the water and like, I'll, you know, take deep breaths and like set a different intention on the way back and for the day, no matter if I'm feeling overly anxious or really great or like annoyed or angry, because I'm telling you, if I'm feeling all the feels these days, I'm sure everyone else is too, because, you know, we don't know what's happening. Things are weird. We're getting all sorts of different information from all over the place, right? We're trying to navigate it ourselves, no matter what our political, moral, whatever stance is, right? It's we're all trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure it out, and it's a lot of noise, at least in my head, going full circle back to National Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a lot of noise. And so to take those like moments of like, shut up, brain, for a second, right? You can go back to this in a minute. This is the intention, right? Whether it's a good run or a hard run, or like whether I'm cooking or whatever, like let's keep this moving and let's keep this like, you know, healthy and at least as positive as can be. You know what I mean?
And not to plug your Instagram, but you can see his run today on Instagram, on his Instagram story. Yes. I saw it. You did that. You posted it. I was like, oh my God, he ran far. For me, the closest I ran was to get coffee today. but I know that was off the topic, but that's very true about what you're saying and stuff. And like, you can find little things, even like, because the slow cooker is my favorite thing to cook with. The slow cooker is what you can use, even if you don't do gratitude or thankfulness. Dump things in a slow cooker. Turn it on. That's one thing for your day you don't have to worry about. And then when you're ready to eat it, it's warm and ready to go. And it's just a peacekeeper, because it just makes life easier. Someone else cooks you dinner. The slow cooker is your personal chef. The end. You know what I mean? Like, you, anything, a run, the slow cooker, even if it can't be a run, it can't be a slow cooker. While you walk, say thank you. Like, all of these things really make a huge difference. And it may not make you 100% happy in a bad day, but at least brings you to perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so much joy, so much gratitude today. I mean, I guess we are the Oprah and Gail of In Your Mouth today.
Literally, we're on the same wavelength, because I was just like, man, I feel like I'm on Oprah. I'm about to cry. I'm like, when I was a kid. Thank you,
Oh,
Oprah.
My goodness. Well, before we do that, and before we get to the book, which is so fabulous, I think now is a great time to take a quick break. Like, you know what? Take a sip of your iced coffee, because we are going to our favorite part of the podcast, y'all. A little bit of food news update.
Yes.
Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready,
girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
Restaurant adds administrative fee in attempt to retain staff. City says it's against the guidelines. Have you seen this? This is controversial, and I'm like, I understand it, and it's a big conversation. So James Malios, is a restaurant owner, and to reopen, he wanted to offer competitive wages to bring his staff back to work. He said, I was not going to be able to fire 50 people again a second time. That would be very challenging for me. And so he has added an 18% administrative fee to checks at his restaurants, Amalie in Manhattan and Bar Marseille in Queens. To include a fully disclosed administrative fee allows us to compensate people based on merit and based on seniority, Malio says. This is all from New York One. Thanks, New York One. He said the charge helps him pay 2 to 4 times the minimum wage, regardless of how patrons tip or how busy it is.
Yeah, I think it's all, I'm all for it. I would pay the extra money. The restaurant and all those people have been suffering so long in this, and the restaurants were closed 100%. Make it 20% as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I mean, I personally, the times I've been out, I have been, I do not make a lot of money here by far, but I have been emptying my pockets when I go out. You know what I mean? In tipping. And he goes on to say, just think of it like you are in Europe or Latin America. There is an 18% surcharge. We pay everyone a living wage between $20 and $40 an hour. You want to leave something extra? That's your business, Malio said.
Wow. You know, I'm not Dr. Fauci, but I think we're on the right track, and especially in New York. And I think we're getting better there. But God forbid something else happens. This sounds like a guy who really cares about his employees. And it's true. So let's all, even if you're not at his restaurants, everyone just give an extra 15% on top of whatever percentage they were going to tip. Because, you know, what you get put out in the world comes back to you anyway, and you shouldn't have to come back. But these people have been smiling and feeding us and making our night happy and our experience great when we need to decompress. So it's time for us to give back.
Absolutely. Apparently, the Department of Consumer Affairs says that this is illegal, and that they said that the fine for violating the rule is up to $350. So he's working to lobby with lobbying groups to fight the city's surcharge rule against this. You know, who was the restaurateur that tried this as well, got rid of tipping? I forget his name now. He owner of Gramercy Tavern, Blue Smoke. And,
oh, my God.
His name is leaving me right now. Famous chef. Tried it. His staff said it worked and didn't work at the same time. But I think it was divvied up a different way. I can't remember right now, and I'm exhausted from the technical woes of starting this thing. But I think we're here for it. And you know what? If you're going out and you can't tip, or you're going to be, for lack of a better term, an asshole about it, then don't go out.
Right. Yeah. Actually, yeah, you should not. It's they're serving you food and making your night happy. These people are living their lives in order to make you happy. That's the job they choose to do. Now, there's been all this time where none of us were able to go out and have that fortunate thing for it. And not only were we not, they didn't have jobs. So even if it's not that, let's just add more tip. I agree with this, but I think, like, just like the street sidewalk, you're allowed to eat on a sidewalk now. Why? I think rules can go out of the way for a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're both here for this. Amen. Yes. Let's get it done, and let's treat our hospitality workers well and bring back this restaurant industry stronger and better than ever.
Amen.
The world's cheapest Michelin-starred meal is now $2.25.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Where is that?
Well, this is according to the takeout.com. Apparently, and I agree with who's the writer here, Mr. Dennis Lee. He says at the beginning of this article, I don't know about you, but as soon as I hear the term Michelin starred, I involuntarily feel my wallet shrivel up and hide away.
Yes, that is true, actually.
Truer words cannot have been spoken. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
But apparently not. I didn't realize that the Michelin rating system also rates like cheap meals. And apparently, he goes on to say that not all Michelin starred meals have to cost you a month's rent. And the world's cheapest can be found in Singapore. It's a humble dish of chicken and rice, and you can get it at a hawker stall called Hawker Chan's in Singapore's Chinatown neighborhood.
Wow. You know, the old cheapest Michelin star restaurant's actually here in New York City. It's Tim Ho Wan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Tim Ho Wan used to be the cheapest Michelin star restaurant you can go to. It's a dumpling place from Hong Kong. I actually went to Hong Kong with my husband, and that's actually where I proposed to him when he was turned 30. We went there. It was on Anthony Bourdain's show.
Wow, look at you. Wait, look at you coming in with all the food.
I know. I didn't know that I had this in my head. It was just the right podcast at the right time.
Amen.
And they're also located in Astor Place, and they're located in Hell's Kitchen, Tim Ho Wan, and it's really good. It's dim sum.
Yeah, it's dim sum. I've never been because the line is always out the door.
Yeah, they deliver right now, but I would wait till to go there.
Yeah, I feel like dim sum isn't something you get delivered, much like I don't get delivery sushi or tacos.
Yeah, except for Los Tacos number one.
Los Tacos numero uno is right up the block for me, and I go get it hot and fresh. I do not want delivery taco that's been sitting and steaming and soggy.
All right, cheers.
You know?
But I got one more for you. Do you know Ja Ja, I'm going to Plantos Mexicano? It's a vegan taco, a vegan Mexican place. And I know that all my followers, if they're listening right now, probably just dropped their glass of vodka. But it is so good.
Where is that?
Well, Bob, in the West Village. And I feel like we're in a newscast. The West Village, and I think there's more than one, but it is so good. The chorizo and rice burrito is unbelievable. And a fun fact, they serve lots of alcohol.
Oh my God. He said, I'm still stuck on, well, Bob, let me tell you.
I felt like I'd be a newscaster for a second. And now let's go to Mary with the weather.
With the weather. I hear there's a big weather front coming in from the back end, you know.
Well, this is a gay podcast.
Oh my God, apparently the chicken on this dish is impossibly tender, and the sauce has a rich, balanced flavor. It was a perfect portion size for filling, yet not a too heavy lunch. I think we are here for this. I am going to go out there and search more Michelin star, like, affordable meals, because why shouldn't I be eating, like, fabulous things for, like, cheap, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who knew? You deserve it.
Who knew? Not me. And last but not least, and I'm so happy I sent this to you, Jason, Extra Gums Back to Normal ad is a euphoric release. Oh, my goodness. In your mouth, listeners, if you didn't know, Extra Gum, a delicious gum, if I do say so myself, not a sponsor, recently released their new ad campaign, their new commercial about coming through the pandemic and rising like a phoenix from the ash and coming out of the darkness of our homes into the streets and being able to hug again and kiss again and just be social again. And it is one of the most beautiful and hysterical and emotional commercials I have seen to date.
It made me sob like a baby. I was like, I felt all the feels from this one. Literally, you just picture these people, everyone's in a pandemic. Some woman comes out of pizza boxes and the radio says that you can, everyone can see each other. They run out and stuff like that. Oh my God, I'm sobbing. I was crying.
Oh my God,
like,
me too.
To me right before the podcast too. So I was already in Oprah moment.
Meanwhile, Celine Dion's is playing in the back. Look, I have chills just thinking about it.
I'm like, I'm tearing already.
And like, there's the guy that opens his door and he's like, no, I don't think it's okay to come out. I don't think. And there's the other guy, come on. And then like people are running into each other's arms and friends and grandmas and grandkids. And there's a gay couple. And it's
kissing. I noticed that in the park. Yeah. And then the mom with the kids and all the Zoom people get off and she leaves her kids and runs out with her dirty car. Oh, my God. That's what I was like. Yes. Yes. I was like, I felt like I was in church, therapy, and watching Super Soul Sunday all at once.
Amen. I mean, it's like it's a minute and a half of gloriousness, if that. I don't even know if the commercial is that long. But it is an epic watch. Please do me a favor. Once you finish listening to the podcast, go out, look it up. And you know what? Go out and spend a dollar on some extra gum, because I am happy to send them the cash for this feel-good moment. And with that, I think that's a perfect way to end. Food news update! Speaking of mental health, that was a good, like, mental health moment, because, like, it was a release, you know? That commercial.
Everyone should watch it, and they support the gay community. It's nice that they put the gay community into that, so everyone should watch it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But let's get to what we're really here about, sandwiches.
That's therapeutic, too. Soaked in vodka.
I love a good sandwich. And can you, before we get to the book, can you tell me why? Do you have the answer to why is it that when someone else makes you a sandwich, it is always better than a sandwich you would make yourself?
Yes, because you stare at them and crave that sandwich as the mayo smears all over that crusty carb happiness. And then the meat dollops down onto that bread. And then as soon as they close that sandwich up, it's almost as if the standing ovation for the Broadway or Celine Dion comes out for another half an hour that you didn't pay for. It's that's why.
But it's true. I could make myself like a ham and cheese sandwich. I'd be like, oh, this is good. But if you were to make it for me, I'd be like, this is the best ham and cheese sandwich I've ever had. What did you do? And you're like, I put ham and cheese between some bread.
Yeah. It's simplicity sometimes is best, which I like. That's why I like sandwiches. It's simple, but yet flavorful, and you get all your food groups all in one.
So why, as a man who has so many recipes, so many fabulous recipes out there, so many cooking hacks out there, right? She is a hack queen when it comes to food. In your mouth, listeners. Why the first foray into a cookbook be a sandwich cookbook? I was very surprised. I was like, oh, sandwiches. Okay.
Okay. So first of all, you would like the real answer and then the other answer. So the publisher told me you're doing a book about sandwiches. And I told him, I'll do a book about anything food related, as long as a busy person can do it. And there's the word happy in it. And we throw quotes all throughout the book and make people happy. But honestly, the more I started to do the book and develop the recipes, I went, wow, I'm like, this is like the perfect, this embodies Chop Happy. There's tons of hacks. There's a lot more ways to make sandwiches. And why are we not celebrating midweek? A sandwich with meatballs, with cheese inside and sauce and confetti of basil. That is a celebration in itself. And that's something when you eat a sandwich, you hold that bread and you go to eat it. It just makes you happy and makes you feel like a kid again. So it became like a whole thing. And like literally through the whole pandemic, we were eating so many sandwiches. I literally was on the opposite of a low carb diet.
Wow. You were eating sandwiches and I was eating tacos.
Cool.
Like it was at least four tacos a day that I would make myself during we were deep in quarantine, and I was sitting, I was like, what do I want for lunch? Oh, tacos. How about what's for dinner? More tacos. Like,
oh man, we had meeting about what a sandwich is too, actually, about is a hot dog a sandwich, is a grilled cheese a sandwich and stuff like that, because I want to do a grilled cheese section because I love that. But tacos a sandwich.
A taco's a sandwich?
You know
wait
why
a minute.
It is? We
need the definition. How are we defining sandwich here?
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay. So,
with
I mean.
Carbs and meat.
Carbs and meat. Oh my God.
The perfect date.
The perfect date. That's what I was like. You took the words right out of it. You saw it coming.
Yeah.
Carbs and meat, honey. Yeah. Ooh.
Hello. Ooh.
What does he look like? Maybe Johnny Sibili, right? Carbs and meat.
Carbs
right?
and meat. That's my next cookbook, The Happy Carbs and Meats.
Yeah, shout out to you, Johnny Sibili.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So why are we just saying a taco is a sandwich because it makes me happy?
You know what? I'm going to let you to everyone. So here's what my answer to that was. Whatever you define as a sandwich is okay, because there's enough things to argue about in the world, especially at that time. There was not to get political, but there were some interesting characters holding the strings. So I was like, whatever you think it is, just let me put the grilled cheese part in the chapter of it, because my book is different ways to make sandwiches. So like, I have a slow cooker chapter, a sheet pan chapter, a no bake chapter, a no cook chapter, a no bread chapter, and I have a grilled cheese chapter. So I was like, you know, if we're going to do five chapters, just let's include a grilled cheese as its own homage to a sandwich.
Yeah, this is a heated debate, actually, because in my mind, it's two pieces of bread and cheese, so it's a sandwich. Why wouldn't a grilled cheese be a sandwich? But then I would have to fight you about a taco being a sandwich. But then again, that would mean that ice cream is soup.
Oh my God, my mind is blown. Wow. I don't even know how to answer that question for you. An ice cream is soup? It's frozen soup?
Soup. Essentially, and when, you know, some people love to let their ice cream melt in the bowl a little and then, like, slurp it up.
I need to have a little bit of that weed-filled fudge first before I have that conversation. Because my mind isn't, I have, like, this thing in my head where it's not expanding. It's probably why no hair is growing anymore, but it's not expanding. And I'm like, you had me at ice cream and soup. I'm going to, like, wake up in the middle of the night. Is ice cream a soup?
Yeah. I mean, if we call it gazpacho, cold soup, then ice cream can be frozen soup.
All right. Again, whatever makes you happy works for me. Yeah. Too much arguing in the world.
Honestly. And
I'm going to get hate mail for this taco thing.
No. We do not support any hate mail here on this podcast.
Oh, I was only kidding.
Do not at us. Do not at us. If you want to join the debate kindly, we will sit here and have a good time with you sure. But the minute you start to get crazy, I personally will shut you down. Okay.
Thank you.
Because we do not have time for that. No, ma'am. Yeah, yeah. No spam. No Thanksgiving ham.
Okay. Now I want two of them three.
Yes. Listen, I love a good spam. Not a sponsor.
I like a spam, and I like a Thanksgiving turkey, but no ma'am for me today. Thank you.
What's your favorite recipe in the book?
You know, he's like, he's never having me on again.
I love you. You can me podcast as Sue podcast, honey. Okay, you can cut. You are always welcome.
Yay! Thank you. That's an honor. My favorite recipe in the book. So there's since I'm supposed to be doing this on TV and I haven't done it yet, there's 50 recipes in the book. And so I'm supposed to be saying all these talking points that I always forget. I have a lot of them, actually, but I would say, which by this point it will be out, but I cook on NBC this weekend, my New York City cheesesteak sandwich. And it is one of my favorites because it's a hack and all. So you take the steak and you put it on a sheet pan with onions and scallions, 500 degrees, 5 minutes per side, perfect medium rare steak. You cut it up, blue cheese, dollops on top, some peppery arugula, and then that scallions and the onion just gets charred. It's easy. It's so good. And it just gives New York City that moment of a cheesesteak of its own. And what I love about it is my family growing up and my husband also, anytime there's a celebration, we have steak. And because this is a dream come true for this thing, so I would say that one.
Oh, I love that. And I love that you dedicated it to your husband and family. That's lovely. Just now, I don't think the taco people are going to come after you, but I think the Philly people might slide into your DMs about a cheesesteak debate, honey.
Well, watch this Sunday or whenever it was. Go back and watch it, because actually I get asked that question as I'm cooking because it's pre-recorded.
Oh, my God.
Actually, to plug my favorite sandwich in the entire world, Federos Roast Pork. I'm friends with the owners, and they're in Williamsburg, and they are a Philly cheesesteak and roast pork sandwich, and they literally have the best sandwich I've ever had in my life, besides the ones in my cookbook.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now I'm hungry. I don't even have the cookbook yet because we are also pre-recording, and the cookbook comes out. When does it drop, honey?
May 11th, and one's on your way. Don't worry. I already talked to the publisher.
Yes. And you know when this podcast drops? It's May 11th. And
yay! Bam, 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 bam.
So congratulations on your
buy
book drop
book.
Today.
Buy the book.
Well, tell the kids where to buy the book.
You can buy the book. This was another talking point. Ladies and gentlemen, well, John and Mary and Frank and Joe, you can buy the book nationwide, Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, and any bookstore that you could walk into.
Lovely.
There's nothing
lovely.
After that, yeah.
Yeah. Great. I mean, great. And if you can and are able to support your small and local bookshops, that's what I would recommend. And
please.
To find Jason's book. I'm sure if they don't have it, they can order it for you. And I'm sure, you know, Grandpa Joe or Auntie Mame, who runs the bookshop, would love to do that for you because they'd love the support, and as would Jason. And yeah, but you can get it anywhere. I love it. It's a gorgeous book. Apparently, he got Robin Roberts to endorse the book. Who else? Who else is endorsing this book?
So Robin Roberts, who's one of my heroes. So I was grateful that she did it because I want the book to not only say the word happy, but have gratitude and happiness in each page. So I want it to have good vibes. I'm very about vibes. One of my really close friends, Chris Valdez, from Food Network star, which he called me right after the performance on Good Morning America to talk to me. And we have this pact together that we're going to keep reminding each other because we got kicked off early. Keep reminding each other where we were and where we are now. So he's my culinary inspiration. And my friend Lara Lynn from Georgia, and she wrote a book, and she's become a fast friend through the internet too. And she's got two book cookbooks now. And she's the one who introduced me to the publisher. So I wanted to give her a shout out.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
That Chris Valdez and I are in a full internet argument because he he is elusive and will not come on this podcast. And I have been trying and
I thought you guys got it because remember I tried and then you guys said you were all set. Chris like tagged you with me.
Oh no,
I'll talk
no.
to him.
He's like one of those Tinder dates. We'll talk to you and then ghosts.
It's the sad part that I've been so long that Tinder didn't exist when we met.
Well, lucky you. Why don't you rub that in our faces too?
What that means,
Dr. J.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Right.
Right.
Just rub the fact that you have a cookbook. Rub the fact that you have a husband forever.
Oh my
Just-
God. I think I need to talk to my agent. I think I'm in a hostile environment. Okay, but really, honestly, I want to say something that I noticed in your podcast. Yeah. But everyone needs to buy this T-shirt because I can see him right now, and that T-shirt is just fabulous.
It's
like a big red sparkly lipstick with teeth. And it says, what does it say? I'm a mouthful. Can you imagine walking down the street like that? People are going to be like, that person's fabulous.
Yeah, you're so sweet. Thank you. And yes, I know mouthful is spelt wrong because I wanted it to be mouthful, like as in your like mouth is like full of things. Like it's like two words. It was a design choice. You know what? No one's getting rich off of T-shirts, but I worked with my good friend and sister Judy, Justin Quackenbush, and we worked long and hard on these designs to make them wearable and fun, and to, you know, just to, you know, jazz up the podcast, bring it to the next level. So they're great. Anybody out there, listen, they're not cheap, and like I said, they're made to order. So I am making like two pennies for every.
So
for
that
every
means you
got to
buy three T-shirts.
Yes, yes. Spend all your money on me and Jason
and the waiters
and Jason's book and the waiters and your mental health. I think is the point.
Yes, and fudge in the slow cooker.
Oh my God. Oh my God. After all the technical woes we had but prior
this
to recording,
so
this has been such a joy and
Yay.
Such a Oh, such a like feel good moment of like, you know, that like in your mouth listeners, you know, that like stress of like wanting things to go right and like nothing's going right and you're pushing through anyway and you're like, oh, let's get it done. And then to like come on the other side of the bridge, on the other side of the rainbow, and just have you like be like completely like rid of it all and in just such a good space and had such a good time. So thank you so much, Jason. Tell the kids where they can find you, how they can follow you, all the things, please.
Sure. At Chop Happy and on Instagram and on TikTok and www.chophappy.com. And my book is The Happy Sandwich. Please buy it. And I hope it makes you smile because it's made me smile to get to have you guys all have it. So thank you. Yes. And thank you for having me on, by
of
the way.
Course,
I'm
of
so
course.
Grateful you are- for all your support.
You are always welcome here. You know I am a stan, as the kids say, and I still have a bottle of Jingle and Joy here waiting for us. That's all the right. Hallmark Christmas wine. We may have to do like a July 1 tasting outside someplace.
I'll make you a ham sandwich.
Yeah, like that's what we're going to do, yeah. And we're going to do it live, and we're going to do a Christmas in July tasting with this Hallmark wine.
Yes.
I'm putting it out into the universe, and we're making it happen.
Yes.
Before we close out, one of your favorite quotes of the book, right, about happiness and joy, like, to leave the kids with?
Oh, my God. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's about cookies. Why have one cookie when you can have a dozen? So that's one of my favorites. So I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, life's too short. Don't have one cookie, have a dozen, something like that.
Wait, do you have dessert sandwiches in the book? Like, is an Oreo a sandwich?
Well, no, I actually do have one that's really cute. That's peanut butter, and you put drizzle honey on it, and pomegranates and apples on crusty bread, which kind of counts as dessert. But that's as close as we get.
Yeah. All right. I'm a big fan of like a grilled PB&J. Delicious.
I've never had that. You just changed my life. What do you mean? You grill the bread and then you put the peanut butter jelly on it?
No, you put super simple crusty bread, you know, like a nice sourdough. You put on the peanut butter. You put on the jam, jelly. The jelly. You know, it must be jam because jelly don't shake. Throw some butter in the pan and you grill it on both sides. Oh, spectacular. A little flaky salt on top so you get like that sweet and savory of it
all. Can I add something to that?
Yeah, do it.
Brown the butter first, and then you get the nuttiness along with it.
Oh, and you know, on this Nutty Fudge Day.
I'm ordering fudge. Where do you can get fudge? Listeners, email me where you can get fudge.
Yeah, like good fudge, especially. Shout out to Ronnie Sue. Ronnie Sue down in the Lower East Side. I bet you she has some kick-ass fudge. If I'm not mistaken. Shout out to her.
All right.
She is not a sponsor, but she is a friend. And I will always shout out small businesses that are making really quality items. And listen, I'm like Beethoven. I don't know how to say goodbye. I want this to go on and on. Thank you so much, Jason. And out there, right, as we go through National Mental Health Awareness Month, right, it's important to take care of yourselves, your minds, your bodies, your spirits, but also check in with your friends, check in with your family, you know, and really check in, not just like, hey, how are you? Like, no, how are you doing? Like, you've been alone, like everything, you know, like a little love and attention, because if this panini, you know, to make a sandwich reference, has taught us anything, it's a little like to lead with a little, you know, grace and gratitude. And with that, all I'm going to say, as always, is thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.
Yay. Yay.